I've told this story before, but this friend of mine, she was going through Memphis one day, and she's running through the airport trying to catch her next plane, and she comes by a man in a wheelchair. And the Lord spoke to her on the way. He said, if you'll go over and lay hands on him, I'll heal him for you. She said, Lord, I ain't got time. And he says, go lay hands on him. And so she stopped right quick, and she ran over there and just said, be healed in the name of Jesus. And then just broke and run. She made her plane, and she went on to where she's going to speak that night. And the next day, she's coming back. As she comes through the airport, there's a newspaper there. She got a picture of this guy standing up beside a wheelchair and said, mysterious woman screamed, be healed in the name of Jesus. And the guy got up and walked out of his wheelchair. But who did that? Jesus did it. Our King did it. He wants to do great and wonderful things for people. What if this woman had not taken the time to do that? He'd still be in his wheelchair. But see, there's times as a child of God, God has spoken to a lot of you and told you to do something, and you didn't do it. Where's a thought came to your mind? You're driving down the road, and all of a sudden a thought comes to your mind. You know, Sister so-and-so was sick last week. You ought to go by and see her on the way to church. And you think, Lord, that's right, I am on the way to church. If I go by and see her, I'm going to be late for church, so I ain't going to go. Now, if you heard that, do you think the Lord has something for you if you'll go over there? Yes, he does. If you go do what he said, you're going to have church where you're going. If the Lord tells you to go over and see Sister so-and-so and you go do it some way, now he may not heal them right then. He may not raise them up and do a miracle in front of your eyes, but I guarantee he's going to do something. Just like when that man brought that boy down there, had the warts on his hand. I told him, I said, we got to get rid of all sin here, and then I'm going to pray in faith that I'm going to guarantee you these warts are going to come off this boy's hand. And I did, and I never seen him again until the picture on the phone yesterday. It's probably been 3 or 4 months ago. I don't even remember. Now, isn't that amazing? When somebody brings somebody to you to pray for, that is the way it should be. There should be people bringing people to you and me as Christians to pray for them. Amen. And then we should be praying for these people in faith, expecting our Jesus to do something wonderful for these people. Now then, I want to take you to Ephesians chapter 1, go to verse 5 and 6. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. I hope y'all are not like I was. I got saved when I was 11. I'd been a Christian for 25 years, and if you would have asked me, how many people have you ever led to Christ? You know how much I would have told you?
Zero.
Zero. Never led one. Have you witnessed to people? No. I mean, you know, if you want to be witnessed to, come to church. The pastor, he knows how to do that. You know, I don't know how to do that. You know, I'm just a deacon in the church. I'm a Sunday school teacher. But all I do is teach God's word. And then I teach out of a quarterly they send to me. So I teach exactly what they say. I read every word. I don't know anything. Have you ever seen an answer to prayer? No. Have you ever prayed? Virtually never. I mean, if you don't pray, you know what you can do without prayer? Nothing. That's exactly right. How many people are just like me, that if God wasn't merciful in those 25 years of producing no fruit, what did he say he did to every branch? He cuts it off. So if he cuts it off and I was a branch that's not producing fruit, he must be a merciful and awesome forgiving God, huh? Are we all grateful for that? I don't know about you, but I am extremely grateful that he's so long-suffering and patient and merciful. Because if he wasn't, if he was no more patient than me, oh my God, that's right, Kennard. We would all been killed a long time ago, wouldn't we? I mean, I'm learning how to be more and more patient, trying to all the time, but I'm not there yet. I think about how merciful God is and how long-suffering and patient he is to think that he would put up with me or tolerate me for 25 years and I don't produce any fruit for the kingdom of God, at least not knowingly, and he still doesn't kill me. When he said, every branch in me that produces no fruit, I cut it off. Wow. So I'm glad he is patient and long-suffering. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. So Jesus did all of this. He made us accepted in the beloved, in the presence of our Heavenly Father, by the blood of Jesus. That's the only way we can stand there. Then verse 7 and 8, he says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. There is one of those spiritual blessings. You have redemption through his blood. You've been redeemed from sin. You didn't have to do nothing. Do you know, to come to Jesus to get saved, you don't even have to really confess your sin. You just call on the name of Jesus. Isn't that something? When you say, Jesus, I want you as my Lord and Savior. He's redeemed you from sin. The word redemption is just used in two times in the Bible, in the New Testament. The first time, he redeemed you from sin. The other one, he redeemed you from the curse. If you're a Christian, you have to learn you have been redeemed from sin, or you can't be saved. When you claim that, Lord, I call upon the name of Jesus, and I do that in faith, then Jesus washes away how many of our past sins? All of them, and washes us and makes us white as snow. I mean, we stand before the King blameless and holy and pure. If we could just stay that way, wouldn't that be wonderful? If we could just stay pure and clean and holy, because if we could, we would never have a sick day. We would never have any real physical problems. The ones that learn that he not only redeemed you from sin, but he redeemed you from the curse. Since when I learned that principle, I have seen so many children healed, and many of them instantly whenever I claimed the redemption from the curse for the child. Isn't that amazing? Until I learned that, I prayed for lots of children and they didn't get healed. Lots of them. Usually if a child comes in, especially if they're little, under 10 or 12 years old, usually, most of the time it's the parent's sin that causes the child to be sick. It took me a long time to figure that one out. But when I finally figured out, people that are sick or afflicted, they're that way because their parents were involved in some kind of sin. And a lot of times it's been sexual sin. And God strikes their children because of those sexual sins. I've seen this over and over and over. I've had children here that I had prayed for until I learned that principle. And then when I learned it, I'd ask the parent, did you two have sex before you got married? And they say, yes, we did. You know, if the Christian church realized that God said in his word to his church, he will judge every act of sexual immorality in the church. And if you have a child out of that, the child may be born physically or mentally or whatever, impaired or handicapped. If you knew that, would you continue to have sex with somebody out of wedlock? You know, somebody will. There's some people that are so stupid, you know, they don't believe that it's going to happen. That's just like whenever Moses told the children of Israel not to have any kind of sexual immorality either. When he come down off the hill, they were having a drunken brawl. Any of y'all remember that when he come down off the mountain? And it says, and God was so upset with the whole bunch that he turned the death angel loose. And before Moses could pray and intercede and say, oh, Father, please be merciful to them, forgive them. And here's God over here saying, get out of the way, Moses. I'm going to kill them all. And Moses is continuing to pray. Can you see Moses falling on his knees and, Lord, be merciful. Don't kill them all. And God's over saying, Moses, get out of the way. I'll make a great nation out of you. You know, I've said lots of times, a lot of men would say, oh, you're going to kill them, make a great nation out of me. Let me back off, let you kill them all. But Moses was a humble man. He said, Lord, please, please be merciful to your people. And through Moses' prayers, God finally stopped the death angel. And how many remember how many people lay dead? 23,000 men and women lay dead on the floor of the desert out there. Do you think God lacks sexual immorality?
No.
I don't think so. And he's still doing that same thing today. People don't understand that. Many of the children that have been here in the last 2 years that have been instantly healed of whatever their problem was, and many different problems, when those children got healed, it was after we learned the sin of the parents. I can think of two boys and a little girl, and all three of them's parents that had been involved in a sexual relationship with each other before they got married. Now, they did get married, but they were having sex before they got married. And it caused that little girl back there to be afflicted with allergies and asthma. And she couldn't hardly breathe. And she could only eat 4 or 5 foods. That's all she could eat. And if she had anything else or anybody touched her that it had anything else, like a peanut or whatever, her little throat would start swelling closed and she couldn't breathe. Who would believe that's a demon? The average Christian don't even know that. But that's what it was. Right, sitting right back there when I broke the curse over that little child. After I got mother and dad to repent of that sin, I told them, I said, now Jesus has redeemed you from the curse. It's written in Galatians 3:13-14. I said, so now then, I have been given all power and all authority over the spirits. You've confessed your sin. You're redeemed from the curse. I command the spirits of curse to leave and to go away and never come back in the name of Jesus. I said, now, mom and dad, you can take her out and feed her anything you want to. She'll be okay. And you know what they said to me? No, it can't be that simple. But what did he say he sent to heal us?
His word.
His word. That's right. He didn't send Thurman Scrivener to heal him. He didn't send me there with an injection needle to say, I'm going to give her a special shot and this will heal her. No, he said he sent his word to heal us.
Yes.
But that family that left back there that day, they couldn't believe it. And so I told them, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I said, mother and dad, I want you all to go home and I want you to take these scriptures and I want you to read them out loud over and over and over until faith comes. So a week later, they finally decided that what I told them was true because it was in their Bible. So she said, we're going to leave the Epiral shot at home. We're going to take her down to Logan's Steakhouse and we're going to buy her something to eat. So they went back and sat down and handed the little girl a bucket of peanuts, and little Allison is still eating anything she wants to this day. And her testimony is a DVD back there. After about a year, they called me and wanted to know, next time I come to GLC to make my television shows, could they bring her over? And they wanted to make a TV show of her testimony so the world could see what had happened to their daughter. So maybe somebody else might just hear it and believe it and be able to get their child healed.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Take Everything to God in Prayer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.